This is a continuation of that dictation. Tracy Child, T-R-A-C-Y-C-H-I-L-D-S. I was in the middle of dictation and accidentally I hit the star button, and I'm sure you have the dictation until now. The dictation number is 1023-033. I'm continuing from the physical examination where I was in the middle of it. First of all, can you please mention in the general physical examination after general review that the tongue was deviated to the right and it is possible the patient has had a 12-nerve palsy in the past or possible stroke that we do not know anything about. I was on the extremities examination, and in the extremities examination, we are going to do the wrist examination and the right shoulder examination and right hip examination only. So the rest of the extremities are normal. Please use the template to identify to type. The specific positive joints that are there are as follows. The examination of the right shoulder. The examination of the right shoulder shows the following. On inspection, there are no dislocation or any contusion, lacerations, or any other positive finding. The shoulder contour is completely normal on the right side. The range of motions are limited to 110 degrees of abduction, beyond which patient experiences severe pain. The pain, basic pain level is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the shoulder, in the rotator cuff region, and also in the anterior part of the shoulder. Passive motions are pretty normal. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests for rotator cuff trauma are done and are found positive. Hawking Kennedy test, speed test, and near test are positive. Anterior and posterior apprehension test was negative. Drop arm test was negative. The examination of the right hip reveals that there is no fracture or tenderness, swelling, or spasm. No contracture or alignment problems noticed. Range of motion is completely normal for the right hip, with the flexion being 140, external internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is also completely normal, and no valgus varus abnormality or leg length discrepancy is noticed. Further examination of the hip reveals negative Patrick sign, Tendelberg test, negative log roll, Ellie test, and Thomas test. Examination of the right wrist reveals the following. On inspection and palpation, there is no swelling or tenderness, fractures, or any ulcer, wound, or any other positive finding. No angular deformity. There is some pain at the base of the fifth finger, mainly, and the tinel sign and phalen sign are found positive. And on the left wrist, slight tenderness is present at the base of the fifth finger. However, no other positive finding. No carpal tunnel syndrome is positive, and no normal reflexes, normal motor power, normal grips, and normal sensations. Right ankle, patient has slight tenderness in the tendocalcaneous tendon, mostly in the morning. And on inspection, it is not revealing any rupture or any other positive finding in the rest of the ankle and foot. Both malleolar joints, lateral and medial, are normal, non-tender, and mostly pain is in the tendocalcaneous area. And further MRI and further referrals for a podiatrist will be obtained. Diagnosis. Diagnosis general is V8 9.2 XXT, R26.89, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S06.301A. Nerves M679.2, muscles M79.1, and ligaments M54.0. the right shoulder. M25.511, M75.30, 75.50, M75.110, S43.432D. Right wrist M25.531, left wrist M25.532, hand M79.641, M79.642, carpal tunnel syndrome on the right side, G56.01. Examination of the right hip, M25.551. Cervical spine M54.250.20, 54.12, and 53.82, S13.XXA. And thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1 bilateral and M99.04, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Tracy Childs. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered. Sorry, one second. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week at patient choice place with the traction massage aquatherapy. Non-narcotic medications are as follows. They are prescribed. First is Prix 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect and help in healing. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol number 4, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 15 tablets for pain relief, okay, PRN. Aloe vera is provided 50 milligram at night for help with the sleep, relieve GAD disorder, and help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and help in pain relief. Xanax 1 milligram at night for anxiety relief and panic and other disorders. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief, generalized pain, and CBI relief. Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 50 tablets for headache relief. Voltaren gel is provided for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. Patient reports there is no MRI ever done on her. And we are going to try to do at a later date. First, we can try 3 months of physical therapy. And if symptoms are not relieved, then maybe we'll look into it. International pain procedure, no procedure is being recommended at this time. We'll hold it off until conservative treatment can bring some relief. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted right now. And we'll keep an eye on it. And attended care casework is not warranted. Medical records, past medical records are not needed. Because there none exist. Investigations, no new investigation is being ordered right now. DMEs, patient has been provided with the following DMEs, which are cervical spine traction, right wrist brace, neck brace, tense unit, and lower back brace to bring relief and from the DMEs. Education is yes, weight loss program none warranted. Disabilities, patient is disabled for work and also with placement. Follow-up visit is ordered and the patient is otherwise in a good shape. She'll be seen for a follow-up in 30 days' time. Thank you.